Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. In Frederick Church's Ombra, Architecture in Conversation with Nature is a new exhibition on view at Olana State Historic Site in Hudson, New York. Hudson River School painter Frederick Church worked with Central Park architect Calvert Vaux to create Olana's main house and its 250-acre landscape. Their design incorporated vast Hudson Valley views. A key space in Olana's main house design is the Ombra, an outdoor room which is a transition zone between the central court hall and the surrounding landscape. In the new exhibition, several architects have paired with visual artists and other designers to develop their concepts and treatments regarding the indoor-outdoor spaces at Olana. The exhibition is guest curated by Barry Bergdahl, the Meyer Shapiro Professor of Art History at Columbia University and a curator in the Department of Architecture and Design at the Museum of Modern Art in New York City. I met him at Olana, and we sat in the Ombra to talk about the exhibition.
The concept that I came up with under the title In the Ombra of Frederick Church, so playing on the meaning of ombra, meaning shadow or shade, so in the shadow of, or in the, which would have this dual meaning of being literally in the ombra, which is the most dramatic of the spaces that is both inside the building and outside the building. And what do you say is inside, what is outside, what is architecture, what is nature, this deliberate blurring of those boundaries. It's not any hard line between architecture and nature. But ombra also meaning to follow in the wake of somebody, to be a little bit overshadowed by them, but maybe also influenced by them. And with that play of words in mind, what I did was to invite a group of six architects currently practicing, five of them American, one of them Mexican, because of Church's fascination with Mexico and with South America. In any case, to invite each of these six practitioners to respond in any way they saw fit to a question. And the question was, what would an ombra mean in the 21st century? Posited on the notion that when Church built this house, which continues to overwhelm us by its powerful command of what looks like all of God's creation, and I think that's what he wanted us to think about, because he was a 19th century figure who, the minute he looked at nature, was thinking of the hand of the divine order behind it. This was the subject not only of his landscape paintings, many of which fill the house, but was also this creation, essentially, of a landscape painting with nature itself as a set of framed views from his house. And then the space is to enjoy it, to sit there as a spectator for the spectacle of nature, for the nature itself as painting itself, to watch the weather and the clouds and the changes and the changing colors of the Hudson River, depending on what's going on meteorologically, and to sit here and maybe have a conversation about how in the end everything was connected with everything else. He was a great reader of Alexander von Humboldt, the German natural scientist and traveler and explorer who really is the godfather of ideas of ecology, of how all natural systems are interrelated to one another. Both a religious inspiration, artistic inspiration, but also a scientific one. All are behind Church wanting to create a place to live and to paint that posited a new kind of relationship between the interior spaces of his house and the exterior spaces for having a perch to look out on this incredible view of almost 180 degree or more to the ends of our peripheral vision of nature. But the question I asked is, we don't have the same relationship to nature. Nature, not only is nature changing all the time, but our relationship to nature has changed all the time. It's changing in very dramatic ways right now. There's hardly a day that you don't tune into the radio or pick up the newspaper and you read some dramatic new revisions of reports on ongoing climate change and what it's going to mean for us. So nature, even and when we look at it in its most beautiful panorama from Olana, is not quite as benign as I think it was for Church. We could worry about the tourists who were walking by here right now in the grass in their sandals, thinking, are they not aware of the recommendations that we don't play in the grass because we might come in with ticks and discover a bullseye a few days later. So our grass, our lawns, no matter how much nature we might have near where we live, we don't perhaps command a mountainside as did Church, but we don't have the same relationship to the patch of grass outside our house anymore. Every time we're enjoying the sun, we wonder if we really shouldn't be lathering up. So I don't think Church was thinking about Lyme disease, cancer, sea level rise, hotter summers, changes in agriculture, since this was also a working farm, whether it would be possible to grow the same things next year that one could grow now. So these are all things that are 21st century pressing problems of the most overwhelming dimensions. So my question was to each of the architects, what would it mean to create a space about a interrelationship between interior and exterior, between architecture and nature, given these changing views of nature?
And how did you determine what architects to invite to participate, and how did you work with them as you put the exhibition together, as they developed their answers to your question?
I had a very long list of people who I believed, as an architecture curator, I've been for many years at the Museum of Modern Art in New York, so I make it my business to be a little bit the air traffic controller for interesting people who are flying around, let's say, in architectural practice. And I made a very long list of people who I would enjoy seeing what their response might be, that I thought it might be relevant, provocative, suggestive. Also, it's a display, would produce a beautiful artistic display of their ideas, even if their ideas might not be quite so romantically satisfying, let's say, as Frederick Church's ideas had been 150, 200 years ago. So I had this list. I thought many of these people are very busy. They're probably not going to respond. So I had several pages of names. I said, okay, well, we'll invite the first six who I put together, I thought would make a very interesting group brought together, very diverse on purpose. But I had all sorts of people when they would tell me no. I was ready to keep going down my list. I was prepared, but all six people who I invited said yes. So if we could do this exercise multiple times over and over again, and perhaps it will be a pattern for continuing to think about Olana as a place that was invented to contemplate nature, and our contemplation will here be both historic and projective, as some way to think about the present situation and the future of a nature that's changing before our eyes.
Barry Bergdahl is the guest curator of In Frederick Church's Ombra, Architecture and Conversation with Nature, which is now on view at the Olana State Historic Site. While at Olana to learn about the exhibition, I spoke with the Senior Vice President and Landscape Curator at the Olana Partnership, Mark Przeworski. He took me up to Olana's bell tower, which is not typically open to the public. Mark, tell me how something like Ombra happens here at Olana and what your part of facilitating it is.
The Olana Partnership has a history of doing different exhibitions every year here at Olana State Historic Site. And we often will bring in some really incredible guest curators to envision a new idea to help us and our visitors to understand Frederick Church and Olana in a new way. This year, we really wanted to focus on the story of Frederick Church as an architect, which he was here at Olana with Calvert Vaux, but also to engage contemporary architects into a larger discussion here at Olana. We have a mission to really engage contemporary artists and designers every year at Olana, and we do it in many different ways. But one of the things that's been really overlooked here at Olana was a part of the architecture which is unfurnished, so maybe not fully understood. It's the outdoor rooms at Olana. The Ombra is the main room off the central court hall with incredible views down the Hudson River and across to the Catskills and the Hudson Valley. But there's the piazza, there's the half-round porch off the studio, and then where we are right now, there's the bell tower, which is arguably the best porch in New York State, if not beyond.
The view up here it's impossible. It's so, so beautiful.
Yeah. Frederick Church and Calvert Vaux, when they collaborated on the first phase of this house, really understood how architecture intersected with nature. Frederick Church, as you may know, was a follower of Alexander von Humboldt, and the views here are really an expression of many of his ideas that were part of his life.
Where we are right now, the bell tower, is not open for public tours.
It's not part of a public tour program. As you see, the rails are quite low. We have very periodically done a special programs. But you know, when you're up here, you really understand how the natural world and the environment is part of the architecture here at Ohlona. I should point out, and many of your listeners may know, but Ohlona is not the house. Ohlona is the full 250-acre designed landscape designed by Frederick Church around its views. And the house is many things. It was a family home, but it's also very much a viewing device. It connects and with the natural world and the surrounding environment. And these outdoor rooms really are where it comes together.
How long have you been working here, Mark?
I've been working here for about 7 years, I think. And what's been gratifying for all of us here at Ohlona is how much progress happened so quickly. The understanding of Ohlona has deepened, and the public really sees that in new ways. We have now offer really incredible landscape tours, driving tours on the more than 5 miles of roads that Frederick Church designed, walking tours. We have free audio tours, and the experiences we offer in the main house starting this year are radically different than they were last year.
How are new tours thought of, developed, executed, implemented?
Well, the Ohlona Partnership has developed a new program, and we've hired really a great team of guides. And our staff has worked collaboratively with the Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation. And we're really looking at a way of having visitors engage with Ohlona and understand Frederick Church as an artist, and as an artist who sort of really goes beyond the canvas. And you really feel the artist here. I feel that up here in the bell tower, Frederick Church is present.
Mark Przeworski is Senior Vice President and Landscape Curator at the Ohlona Partnership. Next, I spoke with Jennifer Sage, one of the architects who created work for the exhibition in Frederick Church's Ombra. Sage and Coombe Architects is located in New York City and led by Jennifer Sage and Peter Coombe. I asked Jennifer how she was approached to participate in the exhibition.
Well, we got a letter from Barry saying that he had invited several architects to consider the Ombra in the current climate, literally and figuratively, of how indoor-outdoor spaces now have to be reconsidered with respect to the environment, and how it was really a general provocation, which we thought was quite interesting. And so we came up to visit the house. None of us had been here in a while. We realized that really there were all a series of transitional spaces, like the Ombra. The Ombra is maybe the most famous, but we wanted to really address them all because they really all have a kind of a key relationship to the landscape and the way Church really shaped the landscape as a formal response to that framed view. It seemed so key to the whole conversation. So that's how we started.
What did you do next?
We thought a lot about what the right medium would be to address it. And the more we thought about the framed view of the landscape, the more we admitted to ourselves that all of us use our tablets and our phones and all of our digital devices as our Ombra. It's our portal to the world around us, and that would be the right vehicle. And so we launched onto this escapade with augmented reality and renderings, and with our longtime collaborative partner, Chris Doyle, and so it just became a big adventure.
You'd worked with augmented reality before?
No.
Okay.
No. We'd done a little bit of virtual reality, but we were total novices, and it was a big learning curve, and it was very interesting, and I think it's pretty great. And what's exciting also just for Ohlona is that it brings in another way in which the house can be read, and for other kinds of provocations going forward, not just this one. So we like that idea, that we could kind of bring in a new audience.
Tell me a little bit more, or maybe a lot more, about what you created.
Well, we set up four augmented reality views from the four spaces. There's the Ombra, the sitting room study, where we're sitting now, and then the studio, all of which have different but kind of key relationships to the landscape. And so we created a narrative set of images that related to each of them more. In the sitting room study, there's that incredible painting of Petra, of the sort of rock opening of Petra behind. And so church, I mean, it's so shaped and curated and controlled, just the way he dealt with this landscape around here. And so we felt that was the sort of, that was the first step, even though it wasn't the umbra. So that was the view. For that view, we imagined the sort of waters rising and sort of the transformation. We projected the Petra painting on that opening and then the waters coming in. And at the umbra, it's really about nature coming in sort of general, more plant life and birds. We've got the carrier pigeons. We've got the Labrador duck who's back. And then we also have the owl that used to live at Olana who flies in at the end. Mm-hmm. And then for the piazza where we're sitting now, this is the view that really captures how much Olana has managed to protect in that big view. And so for the piazza, we really focused on the risk of not having done that and the power plant and other potential intrusions on the landscape, a little bit on the loss of the chestnut trees, the emerald ash wood borer that's killing all the ash trees, and not to be totally negative, but to say, you know, how remarkable it is that we've, you know, there are efforts to pull back from these losses and how great it is. And the view from the studio is a little sillier, I would say. It's really about the inspirations and the ghosts, we call it the ghosts, of Olana. So we've got von Humboldt, who was a great inspiration to church and who didn't get to see the big painting that traveled to Europe and was on its way to Berlin right when von Humboldt died. But and we've got Thomas Cole, who's across the river, and who was a great teacher and inspiration to church. So they all really address different conditions.
Jennifer Sage of Sage & Coombe Architects. My final conversation at the Olana State Historic Site about the exhibition In Frederick Church's Umbra was with Stan Allen, an architect working in the Hudson River Valley and George Dutton 27 Professor of Architecture at Princeton University. He told me how he was contacted for the project.
Barry Bergdahl's an old friend. I've known Barry probably 20 years now, and he was aware that I have fairly recently, within the past 5 years, actually moved my architecture studio up to about 20 minutes south of here. So I think knowing my interests and knowing that I was sort of local, I think Barry thought I was a logical person to be part of this. And for me, I was very happy to be invited. I've been coming to Olana probably for about 20 years as well. So, but to really think about it more in depth and produce something for the site was a nice opportunity.
So Barry sent a question and kind of framing for the show that he wanted each architect to leap off from. How did you process his information and what did you make?
Sure. I mean, he proposed this idea of the umbra, which I think you've discussed with him a little bit. And to be honest, that was a new term for me. And it forced me to go back a little bit and understand church and the house and this idea of these transitional spaces from indoors to out. So it was a nice jumping off point. Barry and I actually had a good dialogue over the course of developing the project. So church produces this house with this transitional space between indoors and outdoors in the later part of the 19th century. And of course, during the 20th century, with new technologies, architects were able to open up their houses completely to nature with large expanses of plate glass and steel construction that allowed very large openings. And that this was very much a trope of the 20th century, the transparency between indoors and outdoors and bringing nature in. But it did occur to me that in those cases, nature is actually only brought as far as the surface of the glass. It's never really brought into the house. So, you know, we're two decades into the 20th century. I thought maybe we had to rethink those ideas about transparency and simply letting nature in through a large expanse of glass. So I also wanted to think a little bit about the site as a whole. I think that was another thing that the organizers really encouraged us to do, is not just think of the house, not just think of the paintings, but really think of the entire landscape as perhaps one of Church's most important works of art. I proposed a building that would function as an exhibition gallery, but also a space for artists in residence. So there, it would really go back to the history of the site, that there would be people on site making art, as Church did. But this is a space which, rather than restate Church's ombra as a transitional space or use the 20th century idea of big expanses of glass, looks more inward. And in fact, all of the light comes from above. So if you see nature, in fact, you see the sky and the clouds or the stars at night. So it was a way of thinking about framing nature with architecture in a different way than had been done by Church in the 19th century or by the architects of the 20th century.
Did you enjoy doing this project? Was it different from what you normally do? Was it an escape? Was it just a different kind of work? Did you enjoy it?
Oh, it was a real pleasure. I mean, And I hope it kind of comes through in the work that we enjoyed making the drawings and the model. My wife and I bought a property in the area 20 years ago. It was initially a weekend house. More and more, we're up here almost full time. And if you live in the Hudson River Valley, it's hard not to think about the Hudson River School painters. So to be able to sort of reflect on that history in my own work and have it exhibited at Olana was a tremendous pleasure. I mean, I really enjoyed it.
How much did you have to think about sort of the prompt before you arrived at what you eventually created?
Actually, this came pretty quickly. It's not always the case with creative work, but I think, again, it had to do with the fact that I'd been visiting the site for 20 years. And it also, this project is, a lot of the professional work I do is in the Hudson River Valley. I do projects for artists. I've done artist studios. I've done houses for art collectors. So the program is not all that different than a lot of the things that I work on sort of day to day. So it was just one step further, but it wasn't a huge leap.
Architect Stan Allen, one of the six architects who's created work for the exhibition in Frederick Church's Ombra, Architecture in Conversation with Nature. The exhibition is on view at Olana State Historic Site in Hudson, New York through November 3rd. Our guests again were Barry Bergdahl, Mark Przorski, Jennifer Sage, and Stan Allen. To learn more, visit olana.org. That link will be posted along with this segment at wamc.org/roundtable.